No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1974. I'm your host, Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Welcome to another podcast. Welcome to another show. Sorry, I started feeling like I should do a show tune. And today's show is one about cover letters and whether you really need to submit one all the time. Hope you find this helpful and give it a great review wherever you listen to the show. I'm just going to remind you that my class on Udemy, terrific. The Ultimate Job Interview Framework is the class. It's also available as a Kindle book as well as a paperback on Amazon. Very inexpensive in all cases. Hope you find this show helpful. Hope you give it a great review. And thank you for listening. And let's get going. And we'll be back in just one moment. Are cover letters always needed? No. The history of the cover letter is really very simple. In days of old, like when I got into recruiting, what seems like 100 years ago, you had one resume that you mailed to an employer or you dropped off at their offices as you went from building to building trying to find the job. Now, a cover letter became a complement to that one standard resume that would talk about some of the additional things that you had done that were relevant to that job. So you might just simply have typed up a letter that you put on top of the resume and stapled to it. Or you might say something polite like, I'm forwarding my resume to you for the role of fill in the blank that I saw advertised in fill in the blank. I believe my experience with such and such and such and such would make me a viable individual for your organization. That was paragraph two. Paragraph three was, I look forward to hearing from you about next steps in the process. Or, you know, if you were doing drop-offs that day, because you had no idea if there was a job, you know, you do one of those, you know, self-promotion type of things, staple it to your resume and use it as a sales tool. Now, obviously cover letters aren't used for that purpose anymore. And no, if your background as demonstrated on your resume shows that you fit the requirement perfectly, you don't need a cover letter. However, few resumes do. So why not use it as a sales opportunity to promote yourself? Now, I want to be clear, you don't use a cover letter as an attachment with your resume. You use the body of the email like the old cover letter. And what do you do? How do you demonstrate the fit? And it's really very simple. So whether you're sending it to a recruiter or a hiring manager, it might start off by saying, I'm submitting my resume for a role that I understand is available in your organization for such and such. My understanding is this is what you're looking for. In the left-hand column, you put a list of skills. And in the right-hand column, you indicate how long and how recently you've used those skills or used those technologies or deployed those qualifications, how long and how recently. And then, if you don't have one or two of those items, you omit them from your list. Then from there, you conclude by saying, as you can see, I match up very strongly with your position. And I look forward to hearing from you and meeting with you in the next week. If I don't hear from you, I'll put in a quick call to you. Something along those lines that ties the bow so that there's going to be a next step. But you use it as a sales opportunity, linking your qualifications with the role. So no, you don't need to use it. It's not a requirement that you use a cover letter. But since few people are submitting resumes that demonstrate a perfect fit, why not use the body of your email instead of using this stupid white space? Use it as a sales opportunity to promote yourself. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few ways to optimize your job search and get better results. First of all, visit my website, thebiggamehunter.us. Go to the blog and go exploring. There's just a lot there to help you in the blog. And if you want to take my class on interviewing, it's called the Ultimate Job Interview Framework. It's available on Udemy. It's Udemy. Or you can just use this link, thebiggamehunter.us/interviews, and order my class there. It's very inexpensive, like $12 if you're a new Udemy user, $19.99 if you're an existing one. In addition, it's now available as a Kindle book or as a paperback on Amazon. You can order the book there if you prefer a different format. And as a paperback, I think it's $6.99. As a Kindle book, it's $2.99. So again, very inexpensive. Obviously, I'd love to help you with coaching. At my website, you can schedule time for coaching with me or schedule a free discovery call. And if you just have a couple of questions for me, go to thebiggamehunter.us/live, and you can schedule 15 minutes with me, or thebiggamehunter.us/interviews. And what you're able to do is ask a question and get a response back with a 3 to 5 minute video. I'll be back soon with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!